All right, everybody. So we're going to jump in here with our midday market recap, go over the trades from today. And today is the last day of November. So we are finishing the November $100,000 challenge with $228,000 in profit, which is really crazy. It's $228,694.74 of total profit. So we've got a couple traders still waiting to update their trades from today, but right now you guys can see, I'll put up screen share where we're sitting today. It is really quite something. So yeah, $228,000. We killed it. That was awesome. So it was me and nine other traders, and what a month. So tomorrow is day one of the December challenge, and we're gonna up the bar a little bit, and we're gonna go for the December $250,000 challenge. So starting tomorrow, December 1st, we're gonna start making our way up to $250,000 by the end of the year. So you'll see tomorrow when I show you this new challenge doc for the month of December. We've got some new students who are joining us in the challenge. These are Warrior Pro graduates who are trading now live and making some good profits. So I'm super excited to jump right in to the month of December. All right, but let's look at how we finished up here November. So you can see my P&L finished the morning up $1,233.78. For some reason, my equity is showing as zero, but they reset my buying power. Where was it? At one point, this had a message that they reset my buying power to $716,000. So something, I don't know, must be happening. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure this will be reset tomorrow. So it'll be nice to see it not at zero anymore, but you know, these things happen, so I'm not gonna sweat it. So anyways, finishing the morning here up $1,200, but you know what? It was not the easiest start to the day. So I actually started this morning with two red trades right out of the gates. And whenever I start with two red trades, I definitely get a little iffy because I'm thinking, all right, you know, this might just not be the best day for me to be aggressive. I might want to scale back and reduce my risk. So very first trade of the day, let me scroll up here. Let's see. So first trade of the day was on BOSC. Now, BOSC was our leading gapper. This one was gapping up. It wasn't the leading, it was like the second leading gapper. And you can see pre-market high was 293. So I jumped into this for a break of the pre-market high. My entry, as you can see right here, was at 290, 5,000 shares. We popped up to a high of 97, so that was up 7 cents. And then it rolled over and I stopped out at 72. I lost a solid $900 on that trade, 18 cents on 5,000 shares. Kept my loss tight, relatively speaking. 18 cents is a good tight stop, but it was a little disappointing, you know, just to jump in and immediately get slammed back down. Next trade was CHFS. CHFS, I jumped into right out of the gates. It started to squeeze up. I got in at 440, squeezed up to a high of 453. I tried to sell half on the ask. I didn't get filled. I sold the rest at 435, and on that one lost about $270. So now I'm down like $1,000 on the day, or $1,200 on the day, and I'm thinking, okay, this is not looking good. I'm gonna have to scale back, slow down. And my instinct was, all right, well, you know, I wanna get myself back to green. I'm gonna have to start trading with bigger size. I'm gonna have to take, you know, 10,000 shares and make 20 cents. To get myself not just to green, not just to break even, but into the green. And I said, no, don't do that. Today, first two trades out of the gates, you lost money on. Let's just slow down. Don't be aggressive. Be reacting to the market that we're in, not my P&L. So I said, all right, we're in a little bit of a choppy market. Let's take it a little easy. IMMR, this one hit the scanners. I jumped in it at 692. I didn't go crazy on size, just kind of jumped in, hit a high of 724, was able to make $398 on that. So I was like, all right, there we go. You know, $400, getting myself kind of, you know, basically not trying to get myself back to break even, just trying to reduce the pain a little bit of the loss. So, you know, now I'm down $700. And I'm like, all right, next trade. So next trade was XNET. XNET was on our scans for a bottom bounce reversal, or sort of like a dead cat bounce off the 50 moving average. And I jumped in this as it was squeezing up. You can see the momentum here. This move from 1150 all the way up to 14. I jumped in at 1318 and 1320 and sold at 1334, a little at 1340, and the rest at 1328. So nice solid trade there, $752, just kind of scalping that momentum as it was squeezing up. I didn't get back in it in this area because I was a little concerned about the 200 moving average, this red line right here. So instead I decided to just not go back in, but $750 is pretty good. So with that, I was down only $11 on the day. And I was thinking, okay, there you go, not bad. You know, I've got a good chance here of actually getting into the green. So the next trade was ARDM. ARDM, kind of one of those surprise momentum trades. It hit our scanners, you can see right here. It hit the scanner at 407, 413, 411, 420, 428, 435, 440. I jumped into it at 424 and 428. I got partial fills. I didn't even get my full orders filled on this one. I tried to add 450, but I couldn't without canceling this order first, because I've put a 5,000 share warning on my account. So if I go more than 5,000 shares, it prompts me with a warning, and I wasn't quick enough to override it, and so didn't get filled. Ended up selling half at 460 and selling the rest as it squeezed up. It actually hit a high of $5, all the way to $5, but it didn't hold that level and it came back down. I stopped out of the rest at 452. So with $863 on that one, I was now up on the day by about $850. My last trade of the day was on CHFS, which I jumped into at 470. CHFS was showing a little bit of momentum. You know, it was a little choppy this morning, but then it bounced back. So I jumped in at 470 and sold on the squeeze up to 480. It was a little choppy for a second there, but sold at 77, 78, 81. And the rest at 80. So that's how you go from being down $1,200 to being up $1,200. A nice turnaround today on the P&L for me. And, you know, just happy to finish the month with another green day. So in total this month, I had only two red days. Granted, they were both pretty big, but only two red days. So I'm glad for that, fairly consistent on the P&L, and I'll put out my statements for the month of November and a screenshot of my profit loss ratio, my percentage of success, and everything like that. I won't have all of those numbers until tomorrow. I've got to wait for these trades to settle in my account or whatever, and then tomorrow I'll be able to run a report and get that uploaded by the weekend. So yeah, overall, just a fantastic month. I mean, I pushed it pretty hard. I was pretty aggressive, and I did have a little bit of a setback with a couple red days, but I was able to get myself, you know, pretty much back on the horse, slow and steady. And so now I'm making my way back up towards $300,000 in trading profits for the month of, or for the entire year. So right now I'm sitting at like 280, let's see, 287. $287,000. So not bad. I've got $12,247 to go. So that's the goal for December for me, $12,000. You know, $13,000, get myself back up above 300K, close there at 300, and I'll be very happy with that. Okay, so anyways, that's about it for me today. I hope you guys all had a decent day. It was a little choppy out there. Still not the time to be really aggressive on share size, but you know, get in, capture those profits, and get back out, and then look for the next one. So I'm going to do the same thing again tomorrow. It's the beginning of December. Just want to start slow and steady, and we'll see what the month has in store for us. I'm thinking it's going to be pretty good. And, you know, overall market right now is just absolutely, you know, monstrous. Fantastic week for long-term accounts. I mean, really quite amazing. So I love seeing that. Definitely good for your 401ks and everything like that. And you know, it's just what we like to see. So anyways, that's it for me today, and I will see you all first thing tomorrow morning back in the chat room, and we'll get December off to hopefully a strong start. All right, I'll see you guys in the morning.
Let's be honest. If you made it this far, you must have really enjoyed that video. So what's stopping you? Subscribe right here and get email alerts anytime I upload new content. Until then, happy surfing!